All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Brian Boucher from TNT, NHL on TNT, is going to join us. He's on the call tonight with Kenny Albert, Eddie Olczyk on Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. You, of course, can hear Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay tonight, 560 WQAM. As they continue their road to repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Bada bing, bada boom. Let's get to the rest of our headlines. Brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight, it is game 2 of the Western Conference Finals between the Timberwolves and Thunder. Thunder are 7.5-point favorites tonight in game 2. That's an 8:30 tip-off from OKC. Of course, last night, you had the Pacers beating the Knicks in overtime, 138-135, capped off or highlighted by Tyrese Halliburton's incredible long two miracle shot to save the comeback.
That thing was like, and the only thing is that what made it even worse is that everybody in the arena was like this.
No.
Yes. And Indiana was like, yes. Now, those idiots start celebrating without realizing it was a two. But then, even with that, Vlad.
Shouldn't that be a tech?
No. What?
Vlad.
You can't do the choke sign. You can't do the choke sign.
But Vlad, listen to this.
Accurate description.
Listen
to
this.
I mean, it was that.
Even with that being said, they still had a chance to win the game.
Listen. Knicks choke. The Knicks absolutely choke job.
Yep.
Okay? Some of your favorite 70s actors couldn't choke as bad as the Knicks did last night.
It was bad.
But, like you said, there's always the thing. You still got 5 minutes to play.
Right.
There's still more of a game.
You win in the overtime.
Mentally, they were done.
Well, then they're not mentally tough.
That happened, I believe.
Which is what we've been told of what we've been saying about this team all playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We live in a world where after one game, if you lose and you lose in that way, they're going to question you.
Right.
You win game 2, then everybody starts questioning Indiana. That's where we are. That's where we at. And they have every right to question us. That was a bad job. That was a 28-3 Atlanta Falcon choke job that we just did there. The only good thing is we still got, you know, another game to play.
I recall the Eastern Conference semifinals, of course. But you remember Kyle Lowry hitting that incredible half-court heave against the Heat to send it to overtime? I was like, oh, and he was like already going through it.
But did the Heat win it?
The Heat won game.
Right.
They were able to win that game.
But that's what I'm saying.
They didn't win the series ultimately, but they did win that game. But
yeah, but they won the champ. They won the championship that year, didn't they?
Was that the year they won the championship? They won the championship the next year.
Okay.
I believe the next year is when they won the championship. This was the year that I think the Cavs came back. This was the comeback
LeBron?
Year. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think this was, looking on the court, you got Whiteside, Winslow, Kyle Lowry. Oof. 3 years, $30 million apiece for that guy. Wouldn't even be asking.
If he won a title, you wouldn't be saying this, right?
He didn't, though.
That's the thing, right?
He didn't.
That's it. I just want to make sure.
Should have given me any help. Signed your best friend for $90 million.
That's a good friend, by the way.
Great friend. Speaking of great friends, you know who's a great friend? Jennifer.
Hello.
So, Jennifer, what do you have? Your friend is looking for a little bit of support with something. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, she's just being a very good counselor, and today we want to shine a light on one student from True North Classical Academy. Her name is Carla Suarez. She has launched a beautiful passion project to donate school supplies to students in Latvia.
Ooh.
But this isn't just about pencils and paper. Each package is filled with heartfelt notes of encouragement written to remind students overseas that they are seen, supported, and loved.
Wow.
And
how can people donate?
I actually have a QR code where you can donate. She would go to a summer camp, I believe, and she would see that they needed school supplies, so she decided to create this whole passion project. And I thought that was very nice that she's just trying to globally make an impact. And it all starts somewhere.
If you guys are listening on the radio and you want to help, it's on Instagram. Sending a Smile LV, @ Sending a Smile LV, and you guys can send it there as well. But for our viewers out there, JFig's got the QR code, but for our listeners on the podcast, @ Sending a Smile LV, if you guys want to donate to that cause, check that on out. Well done, Jennifer.
Everything is very well appreciated. Thank you.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Cats back on the ice tonight. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. We'll talk more about it coming up later on this hour with Brian Boucher from TNT. He's on the call tonight between the benches. Played with Sergei Bobrovsky when he was a wee lad, rookie lad. Dolphins, they got mini camps going on right now. Can I just tell you something? What are you doing, dude?
I hit the wrong button. Sorry. Yeah,
You have been locked on that phone for no less than an hour and 20 minutes.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true.
It's pretty true.
That's not true.
It's true. Stop covering the mic.
Not
true.
Yeah, okay, it is true.
It's not true.
You could review the tape. You've been locked. You've been locked in.
Ever since he was...
You've been thinking about paella, not the program.
No!
Yeah, you did.
That's not true.
I think so. Can I tell you something that drove me nuts? I'm all for defending your guys, right? I'm all for defending your guys.
What do you mean, your guys?
Just as a coach, a player, your friends, whatever. I'm all for defending your guys. But I will not sit here and be blatantly lied to.
By who?
Dolphins offensive line coach Butch Berry.
Ooh, what did he say?
Oh, wait. Let me guess. Let me say something. Vlad.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just say two words. Liam Eichenberg.
That's right.
You made up for your 1 hour of.
Wait. We don't even know the other offensive lineman. Right?
Oh, that's right.
But I know.
That was good.
I know for a fact that if Tobin has a problem with what somebody said about the offensive line, then Liam Eichenberg was mentioned. Go ahead.
What did he was asked about bringing him back by reporters, and he said, quote, "He's the glue in the room. Does an unbelievable job with the whole room, doing an unbelievable job with younger players. He's a leader by nature in terms of how to do the standard of work. He can play a lot of different positions, has multiplicity. And I think that's very important." You want to know something, dude?
I told you this, though.
But Butch, then do me a favor, dude. Make him a coach, then. If I need glue and standard in the room, make him a coach. Because the fact that I'm a snap away from you guys even contemplating putting him back out on the field is malpractice. I thought we'd be over this already.
Listen,
did you know?
I told you. Wait. God. I told you why he was going to be back on the team.
Great.
And why is that?
I thought somebody was.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You know why?
Because they're stupid.
No, because here's how football teams work. Okay? If I have one guy that I can play in multiple positions, in actuality, I have three guys.
Hmm?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may not be a starter, but...
He's not.
If you need to play him at a number of different positions here and there, everybody has one of those guys.
And so we decide to have the worst guy?
No,
he stinks.
Dude, they're rare.
Rare?
Yes.
How can having somebody... You want to know why they're rare? Because you'd never have somebody this bad on a team.
I'm telling you.
What, is he good at office parties? Like, I want to know. Does he always remember to bring the birthday cake?
I'm telling you that every team has the one or two guys that play multiple positions on the offensive line.
The only reason he plays multiple positions on the offensive line is because he was never good at one of them.
I didn't say all that. I'm just saying that's why. That's why they view him as an asset.
Well, should we try Eichenberg this year? He's done center. He's done left tackle. Right,
I mean, tackle, right guard. Put it this way. Bob Sapp, they had him on offense. Then they moved him to defense. Then they moved him to China.
Japan. Where he became a legend.
Where he's a legend. He's a legend.
I gotta reach
there.
Back out to him. He said he would come on one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing a fight, and then
he was
just
doing a fight.
I forgot about it, but I want to get him on.
Yep. Monster. I'm gonna ask him. We gotta ask him
about the spiders.
Oh yeah. We had a. They played a prank on him, so he played a prank on somebody. So our offense, our center, was probably like 265, 270 pounds. And Bob Sapp was massive and had the muscles on top of muscles.
Ridiculous. A specimen.
So one time Jeff Christie came out of the shower and Bob Sapp went at him like he was mad as hell.
What?
And he goes, and so Jeff's yelling, hold on. If we're going to fight, let me put some drawers on. Like, and we just start laughing in the locker room because he went and chased him around, and he was like, he thought he was serious.
Hey, yo. This is for our viewers out here. This is Bob Sapp.
Yes,
like just a terrifying monster.
And he was also in what's the he looks like Elektra. He was in that movie.
You gonna eat that coon?
So,
Red?
But
say he just like Elektra.
The movie.
He was in the movie Elektra with Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
I know, but you said he looks like Elektra?
No, I said he was in Elektra. Oh, okay. So guess why he didn't make it with the Vikings?
Why's that?
Not aggressive enough.
Well, they did say a lot. Like
you had to get him mad to go out and play regular football. And it just became like they didn't know whether to put him on the offensive line or defense. Who in the hell is he fighting?
Looks like Jelly Roll.
Dude, look at.
You can't even say that anymore.
He needs to go to Dr. Changed. Pimple Popper and get rid of that growth up underneath his arm.
What?
Yeah.
I only fight Bob Sapp when I need a frame.
But, you know, he fought 7 guys on 1 pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think it was on the up and up.
You think?
Legend, though. Still a legend. Beloved in Japan.
Yep. He was a cool dude. Just you had to get him fired up to go out and play regular football.
Respectfully, I don't think that Liam Eichenberg's beating 7 guys on the pay-per-view one night.
We're just trying to get him to beat the guy across from him.
Yeah, which he doesn't.
I'm telling you. Tobin.
Just send
wait,
him.
Wait, wait, wait.
Send him to the Yotes, dude.
After the season was over with, what did I tell you?
Just send him to the Yotes, dude.
You don't understand how these guys are important in the league.
I get it. Like, the Dolphins basically were like, you know, they thought, oh, someone's going to pay him, right? Because everybody's going to pay offensive
linemen. No, they're not paying him a lot of money.
And now the Dolphins are like, hey, guys. No one wanted to pay me.
They're not paying him a lot of money.
I know. He's making. I know he's on the cheapskies. I get it.
So a guy that can play multiple positions on the cheapski.
You gotta have
some guys like that on your team. You can't go pay big money for every position.
Play the undrafted kid, Andrew Meyer from last year.
Nobody's saying he's going to be a starter.
I know I don't, but I'm saying don't even have it as an option. Don't even if Savaii
stop Naya, having 3 offensive linemen getting hurt.
If Savaii Naya does get hurt, or if James Daniels doesn't come back from his Achilles right. I don't even want it being on the menu. Take it off the menu.
Do you understand? And I told you this when the season ended. Liam Eichenberg will probably be back because every team has 1 or 2 guys that play multiple positions. And although they don't start, they're important to the team because you can move them around.
Remember Reniel Pinto? Marlins reliever, Reniel Pinto. Do you remember him?
Here we go.
People would say the same thing about Reniel Pinto, and they would say, a valuable is having a lefty out of the bullpen. It's not necessarily your closer, but you can go to him in a pinch, And you want to know what he did every single time, Leroy?
Meatballs.
Meatballs on top of meatballs. And you want to know when the meatballs stopped? When they stopped having Reynald Pinto in the bullpen. My point being is,
what year is this for Liam Eikenberg?
Five?
Five.
You are who you are. Arr, matey. And get him the hell off the Dolphins.
I'm telling you. The reason why he is here.
There's got to be some undrafted guy.
No, there's
from
not.
North Dakota.
There's not a whole bunch of guys that
there
can play.
There has to be.
There's not.
That's better than this.
Listen, there's not a lot of guys that are in the NFL that play multiple positions on the offensive line. You may have one guy per team. That's how rare. So it's like a utility lineman, like a utility infielder. Right? You don't want him to be an everyday starter, but you use him in a pinch. That's what Liam Eikenberg is.
No, I don't want him in a pinch. I don't want him in a pinch. Ever. No pinch. I don't want it as an option. No thanks. Dude. No. No, that's so what you're saying right now is exactly what's going to put them in the same trap.
Somebody said he's a Swiss Army butter knife.
Give that guy a point. It's well said. There's no sharpness to those scissors, knife, or corkscrew.
I told you after the season why he would be here.
Silly. It's silly.
Okay.
It's silly.
Okay.
We're wasting our time.
No, you're not.
We're wasting our time.
You gotta
to even have it there.
You got to have cheap talent on your team.
He's not talent. He's not talent. Really? He's bereft of talent. He falls on his face.
Hold up. What? You know what the hell. What?
Bereft? Isn't that how you use it?
Minus one.
You sure? I think it is.
I don't like minus the way that one.
I look it up, but I can't spell it.
Wait, what's the word?
Bereft of talent?
God.
Yeah, bereft of talent means lacking or devoid of talent.
He's right.
Where'd you pull that one out of?
I don't know.
That's pure luck.
I know words.
They mean words.
It's the same guy who couldn't say enjoy. Or spell it. Hey, Leroy, as a running back, would you run behind Liam Eikenberg? Be for real.
Be for real.
It's a great question.
Wait. Take Michigan.
How would you feel about it?
Where's Liam from? What's Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Oh, he's definitely not running behind him.
How can I put this?
Just say no.
We had some struggles on offensive line before.
You were on a 3-win team. There had to be a sieve on that line.
Huh. I was young. I didn't know him. They were old. I'm like, wow. That was the only team I ever played on. We had three or four offensive linemen that were 34. How you think that went?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. Was that when Reggie was praying?
No, that was in Minnesota when we had a good offensive line. And he picked Big K up.
Oh, man.
RIP Big K, right? He picked Big K up, who's like 6'4", 350, and tossed him aside like a candy wrapper.
Big K did not have it his way.
And he got back to the huddle, and all the offensive line, you see what you did? They blame me. I say, you got to use your
You hit your line with sass?
No. What am I supposed to say? It's not my fault minus you got tossed. One. It was, dude, there's a picture, and this is how incredible it was. There is a picture in Minnesota's building of Big K this high off the ground getting armbarred by. It was the most, we kept running it back on film, just running it back. And every time they ran it back, another offensive lineman would stare at me. Told you not to cut Reggie.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Another thing that's amazing is the Cats. Tonight.
What we got?
Game two.
I'm getting a little, it's an extra hour of waiting.
We got it. We're all right, baby.
I know.
We're going to talk about it with TNT's Brian Boucher. He's on the call tonight for game two of the Eastern Conference Final, and he joins us next.